The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen and Gabe both off today. Alex Gruff in for them alongside the Packers Hall of Famer, former tight end Mark Chmura. Chewy with me, Joshy DiMaggio, and intern Will running the show this morning.
Josh, can you pull something for me?
Uh-oh.
Depends on what you want to
answer. Well, it's just it has to do with our YouTubers. Do people like the new backdrop or no? Alex, do you like it?
I think I like the old one better.
Josh?
It's still growing on me. The fact that it's all like so monochrome kind of is hard to deal with. And the way we do this, you could really get a full view of the beach scene.
Okay, hold on a minute. Can we just acknowledge one thing? Chewy, I mean this with all due respect. You look like a total meathead right now.
That doesn't bother me at all.
I know it doesn't.
For most people, it would bother. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I really don't care how the vote turns out. I'm not changing it because it's a pain to pull the tax out and put them back in. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's a little douchey, but I think it can grow on me.
Define douchey.
Meatheady.
Try hard?
Yeah, try hard.
All right, that's fair.
It looks like you can't close the yearbook from your playing career a little bit.
Oh, I like that. You know what? There's nothing wrong with a little self-evaluation at times.
Yeah, I believe self-awareness is the most important human quality.
Yes.
I don't know how much you have. I know I lack it. And that's me being self-aware. I lack self-awareness.
But now, in my brain, I'm like, the fact that it annoys you, I might buy two.
Okay. Hey, it's double up, man. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Chris on YouTube says, beach background would be much better. A different Chris says, love the new background, Chew. Don't listen to them. Looks like when they interview players in their locker after the game. Is that what you're going for?
It is now.
Got it.
Great answer.
Mark, wait. So that wasn't your original intention when you bought the background? What were you going for? Just something that made you look something slimming?
I got it on Amazon, and I was going to go, football themed, but the backdrops that were like a stadium were so cheeseball.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do that. Even more try hard.
What if somebody were to recreate like a Lambo view? Would you be toad enough to put Lambo behind you?
If it was a good picture, yeah, I probably would.
Ooh, that'd be sweet.
I'm thinking of spray painting something on here.
Oh!
Maybe a little graffiti.
Yeah!
In honor of Athens and Giannis.
I think that would tone down the douchiness, to be real honest with you. Adding graffiti somehow would make it less douchey.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay, so we just full screened you, Chew, on the YouTube stream at ESPN Milwaukee. You can watch us each and every day on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Yeah, the issue I'm still having is one of the locker doors. So the background for Chewy, is about seven lockers, essentially. It looks like a high school hallway. And one of the lockers is open. But the issue with the background behind him is the locker that is open is about the width of his head. So it doesn't look very realistic.
Well, I'm sure you've been stuffed in a locker before. Did your head fit?
It's amazing you say that. It's amazing. It is a good pop because it's an accurate pop. So I did. I was bullied in sixth grade. Yeah, I had a bully who went on to be a very successful Division I catcher in baseball. We ended up making good after that. I think he was mad because I was trying to date his sister, but that's beside the point. So I did get grabbed by the shirt one day in sixth grade and pushed in a locker a little bit. But I did not fit all the way in because I'm relatively
in your
tall.
And your head is not fully grown by sixth grade.
No.
So there's no way that your head would fit in there now.
No, but I don't have a very big head to begin with.
Which way? I got to go the other way here?
Yeah, the other way.
Is it opposite? It's like a mirror?
Yeah. Your head is bigger than the width of that locker behind you. Tough break for you.
I think I could get it in. I think I could get it in.
Phrasing.
I don't care what
Pause.
You say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Really good stuff. Glad we're on the rails this Friday morning. Chewy, Alex Strofe, Joshy DiMaggio hanging out with you ahead of Packers-Texans coming up on Sunday. Want to hear from Max Crosby, Chewy, and get your take on this, because we've talked already with Craig and Jason about the potential of the Detroit Lions making a move at edge rusher following the injury to their stud, who was the front runner for Defensive Player of the Year, Aiden Hutchinson, who goes down with a season-ending injury last week. Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders, absolute tank defensively. Following the trade of his quote-unquote twin, Davante Adams, had this to say to reporters yesterday.
You know, I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. So, you know, I don't know whatever that means. But, yeah, I'm here to win now. And wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win. So that's all that matters to me.
Whatever that means, wherever I'll be, I want to win. I'm not here to rebuild, says the edge rusher Max Crosby. Chu, let me ask you this. We are aware, as football fans, which means Brian Gutekunst and company in Green Bay, are aware that Detroit may make a move.
Mm-hmm.
If you are Brian Gutekunst, do you consider picking up the phone for a guy like Max Crosby or Miles Garrett or somebody that can help elevate your pass rush, which has struggled so far through 6 weeks?
I don't think you can cap-wise because, like I said earlier in the show, you're already paying Rashawn Gary in the 20s somewhere. He's in the middle of that deal right now. In the cap hit next year, let's just – I mean, you can't cut Gary. I mean, theoretically you can. They cut Russell Wilson and had to eat a lot of money there. But having two of the highest-paid player at the DN position I think would be – debilitating for this team, especially when you're going to have, you know, some of these receivers and tight ends coming up for deals. I just don't see it happening. And it's easier, like I said in talking to Craig, I mean, I think Detroit has a better chance of doing it because Aiden Hutchinson is on his rookie deal, you know? So, I don't know. I'm not to the point where you add a guy yet. Do you guys think Green Bay's going to add somebody?
No, it's
so. So you think they'll do nothing at the trade deadline?
I think they'll do nothing. I think the moves they've made, they made in the offseason, right? So with McKinney and Jacobs, and then this kicker debacle has been pretty much all the moves they're going to make. I don't anticipate them making a move at the deadline. To your point, I don't think the cap makes a lot of sense. It's the third highest paid defense already in the league. You just need to get Rashawn Gary off the missing person milk cartons. I mean, the guy just needs to provide, and he needs to live up to the deal he signed last year, and he frankly hasn't done that, which is irritating. But at least this is a 4-2 team that is clearly heading in the right direction. They are on a positive trajectory. This is a team that is clearly getting better as the weeks go on. Now the biggest test comes this weekend, but Rashawn Gary just flat out needs to be better. I can't guarantee that, but I assume it's coming at some point.
So what happens if he has a total of 4 sacks this year? What do you do? What's your next move? What's your next move?
Well, the good news is I'm not a general manager. Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, I mean, pay cuts used to be a thing, and they're not anymore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he hasn't had double-digit sacks in his entire career. Do you cut him, or do you live with the possibility that he's going to have another 4 sacks next year?
The issue is, I think you have to live with it. I don't know that you've made your bed any other way. I think you've made your bed that you have to live with whatever Rashawn Gary produces for you. And so far through 6 games this season, it's been 1 sack. Keyshawn Nixon has more sacks than Rashawn Gary. And it's not like Rashawn Gary's been super present in opposing teams' backfields either, right? He had one opportunity last week against Kyler Murray. They didn't sack Kyler Murray at all last week. And when you play elusive quarterbacks, of course, you know, they're shifty and they'll get out of danger better than some others. But unfortunately, you're facing that same debacle this week. C.J. Stroud's relatively mobile.
No, I know.
So yeah. I think you just have to live with it.
I don't know. Can this offense win 3 games in a row against quality opponents in the playoffs? Can they win shootouts? Can they win a shootout 3 weeks in a row? And I don't think this defense is that bad.
No.
But statistically, hold on, oh, Alex. But statistically, they're right where, take the turnovers away, statistically, they're right where Joe Barry Carroll was. They're like, when you average points and you average yards, Joshy, correct me if I'm wrong, they're like 17
Yeah, they're middle of the pack. I think they're 15th. They're right in the middle of the pack. Yeah, but the 17 turnovers is a hard thing to eliminate when you bring it all into consideration, right?
If they scored less touchdowns, they would have won less games.
That's a good point, Josh. Mathematically,
yeah, but you don't think there's going to be a time? You don't think there's going to be a time when those things dry up? Of course there are.
I mean, it all evens out eventually, but I think, you know, you can make that case with every team in the NFL. Is Minnesota outplaying the record? Probably. I still view, you know, I asked Craig this, and you disagreed with me, so I'm curious from you before we get to a break. When you look at the NFC North, and league-wide, I'm saying, not from your perspective, when other teams look at the NFC North, which is the best division in football, who do you think they view as the most, the team they'd want to play the least? In order, in my mind, it goes Detroit, Green Bay, then Minnesota.
I think with Hutchinson gone now and not replacing him yet, I would bump Minnesota.
You think Minnesota is the most feared team in the NFC North?
I think right now they are.
That's bananas.
Now, with Hutchinson, I would put Detroit 1, Minnesota 2, Green Bay 3, Chicago 4. But with him gone, I'm putting...
Green Bay is above Minnesota, even though they beat him. Green Bay is above Minnesota. They are, Chewy.
Oh my God, can we go to break? I got to throw up. How on God's green earth, when they're down 28 to nothing at home, can you say, and that was just 2 weeks ago, that you can say Green Bay is better than Minnesota?
First off, it was 3 weeks ago. Get your information correct. Second off, you played the NFL long
enough. You're not even a toad. I don't know what you are. I got to come up with a new word. You're one step above a toad.
Josh,
you know what the word is.
Who's more feared, Minnesota or Green Bay?
Well, of course.
It's not going to be close.
Really? We're in Wisconsin. Really? Let's do the same thing in Minnesota.
Hey, really?
How do you think that's going to pull out? Josh, do not waste your time. Josh, he is a visitor here. Do not waste your time with that poll, please.
Orders followed.
Yes.
Chewy.
We need fans, people, listeners. We need one step above a toad. It's not because I'm nauseous right now and I can't think. I need one where I said one click below. Did I say below or above?
Josh, before we go to break, what's more mind-boggling? The fact that I believe the Packers are more feared than the Vikings, or the fact that Chewy was surprised Giannis is loved in Greece? Because Chewy's making fun of me, but he is fascinated by the fact that Giannis, the flag bearer in the Olympics, is loved in his own country.
I mean, you two are in a neck-and-neck battle here. I would give the nod to Chewy because it feels very, very obvious, but to say they're more feared than the undefeated team, I think, is a hard thing, too.
Who they lost to. I'll even give you that, right? Yeah. It's the undefeated team, who they lost
two
to.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Three weeks ago.
9 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. It was Jordan Love's first game back. If they played Sunday, you're picking the Packers.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
No, I'm not. No, I am not. Alex, answer me this question.
Yep.
What's their hang their hat win?
Can I answer that question in 48 hours?
You can answer it whatever you want.
Because it'll be this weekend. They don't have one. They don't have one yet. You're absolutely right about that. They don't have one yet.
Okay.
But are they good enough?
You're putting them ahead of an undefeated team.
Who's beat San Francisco, Houston, and Green Bay. Yeah.
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 Wow. That's yep. Holy cow. Josh, I need a word.
All right.
I need a word.
What is a step above a toad? 800-990-3776. We are going to let Chewy decide what I am because apparently I'm past ribbit territory, which is good for me.
Ribbit.
Earn on the text line. Strofe's takes make me wonder how he wasn't stuffed in more lockers.
That is wonderful. Thank you.
I'll continue to make you ask that question. Coming up next, it's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought that they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tune into Thanalysis Show every week, presented by Gruber Law Offices. Thanasis Anadokounmpo hangs out with special guests for fun and even surprising conversations. Maybe it's his live show with his brother Giannis, a chat with Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love, getting the inside scoop on fighting with Logan Paul, or any one of TA's unique guests. Find Thanalysis Show on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Plus, you can subscribe to Thanalysis Show on YouTube to see exclusive video content from Thanasis. The Thanalysis Show, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Angsty Friday from Joshy. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Alex Strofe, Chewy hanging out with you. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Chewy is spinning. His head is spinning. He is nauseous because I said the Packers are more feared league-wide than the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings, a team that beat them 3 weeks ago. He is looking for the word that is step beyond toad because he thinks I have crossed the bridge from toad to whatever's next. Am I really that bad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You're 10 times worse than Gabe ever was.
That's good. That's good. Earn King chimes in on the text line, 800-990-3776. A click above toad is a strophe.
I like that. Put that on the list.
Tim on the text line says bullfrog.
I don't like two-syllable words.
Okay. How about an acronym? Hodag Steve texts in. I think I could say this. He's a NIP, which stands for non-intelligent person.
That put that on the list.
Let's go over to the YouTube chat, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, where you can watch us live each and every morning. Alan says, Strofe is oblivious. Does he own that paper stock? I'm guessing he bought multiple shares. I actually am not a shareholder of the Green Bay Packers,
wow.
Believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, I've never owned.
That's weird.
Well, it is kind of a scam, if we're being honest.
Oh, thank you. Really? How long did it take you to figure that out? Jeez.
Semi recently. I'm growing every day.
I love stocks that offer no return. Yeah.
Those are my
sign
favorite.
Me up.
Those are my favorite. Bryce just chimes in on YouTube. I don't know where this came from. Josh is lame. It's all Bryce said.
The hell did I do to Bryce? I've barely even talked today.
Yeah, what's
have I been lame too?
No. But my only problem with you, Josh, is you're a toad. I don't think you fully embrace it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a toad. I think.
But then you would, if I were to embrace it and go full toad on you, you would end up in a spot where you need to go to break because you can't take me anymore. So where should I be?
Good point. Josh, let me ask you a question. Do you own a Packer jersey?
No.
Alex, do you own a Packer jersey?
You know the answer to that question. The answer is yes.
Shocking. Then who is it?
Well, I own several.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a
oh,
several.
Oh my goodness gracious!
So the most recent one
nip.
I bought.
You're a nip.
I you just wanted to say the word nip.
I did.
Yeah, I know. I ordered one on eBay, which I think came from China. I ordered a Jordan Love jersey, but it's definitely not authentic. I paid like $25 for it. That's the most recent one I bought.
Chewy, I haven't owned a Packers jersey since Antonio Freeman when I was
really?
In grade school.
Wow,
really?
Okay. You're anti jersey.
Yeah, I don't own a single piece of Packers apparel.
Shut up.
I don't like the colors.
Oh, I own a lot of Packers apparel. I didn't wear any.
I've got one. I've got one, a sweatshirt, and you know why I have one?
It was,
they
it was
gave
free?
It to you?
Yeah, it was free.
Yeah, that's up.
I took it when I did an appearance up there. It was just hanging around. It was in the dirty laundry bin. I'm like,
wait, was so you pilfered it is what you're saying. It wasn't actually given to you. You just saw it and took opportunity.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm an alumnus.
Oh, very very proud alumnus it sounds too. Yeah. Couldn't be
right,
prouder of
Alex,
that. Yeah.
Alex, give me the jerseys. Who do you have?
So I've Love, I've Charles Woodson. That might be it, actually. It might just be those two. I had a Rodgers. I don't know where it is.
See, if you had, like, a Zach Tom or a Bruce Wilkerson, I would give you a lot of props.
What if I get, like, a Jaden Reed? Is that too basic?
It's toady. You're a joiner.
Yeah.
Okay? You're a joiner. Get a Carl Brooks. Get
Carl
a
Brooks would be slick.
Carl Brooks would be a good move.
Yeah. Who else flies under the radar there? Give me an under the radar guy. Give me a Rasheed Wallace.
Walker, first off. That's how under the radar he is. Doesn't even know his name. How about like a Keyshawn Nixon? Is that under the radar?
Who's 33? I like 33.
Evan Williams. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I think he might be crossing over soon into that, like almost Jayden Reed, where he's like a star everyone talks about.
Oh, he's going to be a superstar. Josh, wow. I want to run this idea past you from Ryan and McWanago. It says Chewy should do a show with Strof and Kyle. Kyle Wallace from Kyle Preston Norman.
Big time tote.
Oh, he's worse than
me. I couldn't
he's
take
worse
it.
Than
I was going to say, Chewy would quit after the first episode.
Yeah, he's...
I don't like doing work. You know,
is
like
this work? This is not work.
No, this isn't not right now. But if you had another one of you, yeah, that's painful. Yeah,
that's
like it's
point.
Work doing a show. It's work. It's hard work doing a show with Homer.
Brandon just chimed in and he said, "This show has inspired me to buy a Mark Chmura jersey off eBay." How do you feel about that?
No, don't do it.
You see, if you see people like you and I did the draft show back in April. And somebody, you don't remember that? The day of the NFL draft, we did a radio show together at the Q Club?
I really don't remember.
Okay, that's
good.
Who
else was there?
Homer was there. Gary Ellerson was there. Ben Brust was there.
I don't remember.
We were on a stage. You were there. We were at the Q Club, and you signed a Mark Chmura jersey during one of our commercial breaks.
Okay.
Does that make you feel awkward when people wear your jersey?
Yeah, it's kind of old.
You haven't been in the league for 20-plus years, so yeah, that adds up.
I know, it's weird. Like, signing autographs now are just kind of, like, weird.
Well, good on me for never asking you for one, which I promise I will never do. All right, we continue to preview Packers-Texans coming up next, and we are still taking your suggestions for what a step above a toad is. We've got a couple to get to, which we will review coming up next. Chewy, Strof, Joshy hanging out with you. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you on a Friday morning.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What'd you just say?
Robust.
Robust. Robust.
You could say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound. Word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat. Well, you're rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with you Friday morning. Alex Strof in for Jen and Gabe, alongside Mark Chmura, the Packers Hall of Famer. Joshy DiMaggio running the show for us this morning. Guppy, is that a step above a toad?
I like it.
No, because guppy is, in the terms of metamorphosis, it is lower.
I agree.
Yeah.
How about a cockroach?
I like it.
We've had multiple people chime in with cockroach.
Is that two words or one?
It is a compound word.
Wait.
Okay.
Are we sure?
Cockroach?
Is that just the name of a thing?
I don't think it's a compound word.
No, I don't think. It's not combining two words.
I guess not.
But let's not say what the first one would
be. No, I'm not going to. But is there different types of roaches?
Yes, but I believe they all are cockroaches. Like, there's different types of dogs.
Yeah, definitely not a compound word. yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, let's talk advantages for the Packers against the Houston Texans. Mina Kimes, earlier this week on NFL Live, talking about one thing she views as an advantage for the Green Bay Packers. They go up against a very good Houston Texans team. Here's Mina Kimes on NFL Live.
This Houston defense is very good. I weirdly think, though, the type of offense Green Bay is matches up well with them in a couple of ways. They don't have a number one wide receiver. I think this is one of those matchups where that works in your favor because you can go hunting, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of being like, we got to force feed whoever Derek Stingley Jr. is on. Not the case at all with Green Bay. Every week it's a different guy. The Texans defense is amazing in everything, but they still suck against play action. 30th in EPA per play. I think Matt LaFleur pretty relentlessly goes after them. I expect a lot of play action pass in this one. I think there's like a clear approach for the Green Bay offense.
That from the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny, excuse me, where you can get your podcast. All right, Chewy. So I think that highlights why I view the Packers more feared than the Minnesota Vikings, is because their depth offensively is their superpower, right? You can't eliminate, you can if you want to eliminate one of those receivers from the game, but the other three are going to crush it then, right? Jaden Reed has the output of a number one wide receiver. He's just technically not really viewed as one in the league because you have so many other options. This offense is so versatile when they're all healthy. We saw it last week against Arizona, and that should be a big advantage for them against Houston this Sunday.
Well, I think a big advantage is Green Bay is probably the healthiest it's been all season long, and the Texans are not. Plus, they have a player on suspension. They don't have their number one receiver. Now, we say that injuries are not an excuse. That's the next man up. So I think that is an advantage, obviously, for Green Bay. But I just think this is going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think it's going to be back and forth. It's going to be very entertaining. And not being a toad, Alex, I actually picked Green Bay to win 31-28, I believe. Mm. And this will be their signature win, which is a very good win. I do see them trending in the right direction as a team, but they still have a ways to go.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm curious though how important a signature win is, because we've outlined it, right? Like every team in this division has four or more wins. The Packers don't have a signature win, right? You're not riding home about wins over the Colts or the Rams or the Titans or the Cardinals. Those aren't huge wins. Those are games you should win, and they have won. But they don't have a signature win. So if they get one this weekend at Lambeau Field, is this a team, you know, does the vibe in the locker room change a little bit now that you're 5-2 and beat a team that you're very tied to, right? A lot of people view the Texans as the Packers of the AFC, given that last year the year their quarterback arrived, and it was a team, both teams with low expectations who won playoff games. So does it change the expectations in the locker room or the vibe of the locker room when you finally pick up that signature win?
It does. And players know that. The players in the locker room, I don't know if fans understand that. Players, know the line.
Yeah.
They know it immediately. And they know their signature wins. They know inside the locker room they need a signature win because their wins aren't very impressive right now. So this will give them added confidence. My only concern is, can they still win a football game with no turnovers? Because
it's a good question.
You know, a lot of time turnovers dictate the outcome of a game,
right?
And they've even been outplayed against some of these bad teams. But the turnovers are the difference, and you know that makes up. Because if you look at the Rams game, if I was just to look at the team stats, I would have said, and take the turnovers away, even, you know, I look at those stats and I'm like, very, very close game, but I think the Rams won the game. If I'm not looking at the turnovers, if you just look at the box score and things like that. So my question is, can they win a game not winning the turnover battle? I don't know.
It's a good question. We'll eventually see it, but it seems every week they're winning the turnover battle, right? Which I think is, despite some of the statistics, been the most impressive part of Jeff Hafley's defense, that they are just, you know, creating turnovers at every turn, it seems, especially last week, right? They don't intercept Kyler Murray, but they're still able to punch the ball out three times and recover three of them, right? So,
and that is going to become, for good teams, it's going to become a point of emphasis.
Yep.
You know? Because I guarantee D'Amico Ryans is going in there and saying, hey, tough place to play for you guys that haven't played here. If we don't turn the ball over, we like our chances.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling them.
Yeah, but by no means, too, am I making a case that last week was a signature win, because the Cardinals aren't very good, right? They have kind of a frisky offense, but they lost Marvin Harrison early in that game, and it was never really close. But don't you view last week the big win over the Cardinals? You won by 21 points. It's not about who they beat or that they won. It's about how they won last week in completely dominant fashion.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do to bad teams. That's what you're saying. Not win by six, not win by nine, but crush them, which they did.
Yeah.
So you have to give them credit for that.
Yeah. They did it. I mean,
but like you said, it's not a signature win, but I thought that was their most complete complete game of the season.
Yeah, it was the first time they've played a complete 60 minutes. And, you know, you don't get a lot of stress-free watches. That was a stress-free watch last weekend for me as a toad.
Alex, I don't understand the love. I no pun intended. Yeah, I don't
the love
understand
for what?
The love. I don't understand the love because the Minnesota game was 2 games ago.
Yeah.
And they were down 28-0
They were.
Against a good team.
Yeah.
At home.
It was a horrible start. It was a horrible start. Love looked rusty. He turned the ball over 3 times. I just think you come to expect that that is not who Jordan Love is. I think he was knocking off the rust in that game. That's what I chalk it up to. And what you saw last week is what you can expect out of Jordan Love. Maybe not 4 touchdown passes every week. But Love
sure,
is.
But hold on. When did he throw the pick six?
That was 2 weeks ago against the Rams.
The Rams.
And Chewy, I'm with you. I think that was the worst play of his career. Fundamentally, that was a disgusting football play, that pick six.
I agree. It was a bad call and a bad play and a bad outcome.
And the best play of that game for Love was that 65-ish yard pass to Jaden Reed, and that got graded a 0 in decision-making because he threw it into triple coverage.
You know what the nice thing about Toads?
What's the nice thing about Toads?
I wish if I could put this through a sieve and just filter this out, it would be wonderful. You all have short memories.
I don't know that I have a short memory.
Yeah, you do.
I just referenced the play from 2 weeks ago that I called the worst of his career.
Yeah, because you had to, because I'm beating up on you so bad. You're trying to
I feel like that was pretty unprovoked by me.
Deep down, I don't think you really like being one click above a toad. I think you're fine with being a toad, but one click above being a toad puts you in the category you don't want to be in.
No, you are what you are. You are what you are. And I am probably a click above a toad. I'm pretty well versed
in psychology.
I was almost a psychology minor.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was almost a psychology minor.
Yeah, almost. Keyword.
Almost.
Yep.
Yeah, what kept you away from it?
I didn't want to show off.
Show off or show up?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Both. I mean, people that have all these degrees and stuff like that, they're kind of show offs.
You know, you're right.
I mean, they're a little show offy.
I tend to agree.
I didn't want to be in that category.
Yeah. Okay. So, you're really well versed in psychology. Although I think I'm fine being who I am, man.
That's what I would tell you if we had a couch. I would say just be who you are. It's fine. Just embrace it.
You know what you should do in that room, Chew, with your new locker backdrop, which you can see on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy video stream, ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube? You should put a couch right next to it. Make that your therapy office as well.
Get it in.
Well, it doesn't need to be on camera necessarily.
What are these beds called here?
A futon?
You know, the one that...
Or a day bed.
No, the ones that look like a piece of furniture, but it folds out to a bed. Oh, a Murphy bed.
Oh, Murphy.
Aren't Murphy beds the ones that go into the wall?
No, those are the wall. Yeah, those are the ones that come off the wall. You're thinking of a futon.
No, it's not a futon, idiot. It looks like a piece of furniture.
What type of...
It's a piece of furniture that opens up to a bed. Yes.
Turn your camera so we can see it.
What type of furniture?
Okay, the camera is turning now on YouTube. We were saying, oh, that's a Murphy. Yeah, that's a Murphy.
That's a Murphy bed.
See, you guys think I'm dumber than I actually am. Which is fine.
Okay, but Chewy, you can admit,
fine.
Like we talked about earlier, self-awareness, important human quality. You're an idiot.
Is that too strong, Joshy?
It's a little harsh.
I went there.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I think Chewy. I'm one step below an idiot.
You're above. Remember, we gotta be above.
One step above an idiot. But I could roll with it.
Or one step below. You could just be a full-blown dumbass if you'd like, but.
At times, that doesn't bother me.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could. If he was in studio, I probably wouldn't have said
it. No, you wouldn't.
Why? Is that a naughty naughty?
No, I don't want you to reach across the table.
I got a problem with the SEC. I got a big problem because there's a word that should be allowed. I was
the FCC.
Doing my
Are you looking
drinking
for the
buds ad, and I had to they had to edit it because I said this word.
Please don't say it.
You know what word I'm talking about, Joshy?
No, I don't.
Don't say it. Don't say it. All right, we're gonna do this.
And I said it in hold on, Alex. I said it. I said it in regards to a face. that Holmgren was making, which is a common term. And I had to edit it.
Okay, well, clearly you can't say it, so you can text it to me if you'd like. We'll wrap up the show coming up next. Final thoughts, right. Packers, Texans ahead of the weekend.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold can be good, too.
Yeah, well, no, cold shrinkage gets involved. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, that feels good.
How do you feel? Do you feel better than you did 2 hours ago, or do you feel worse?
Oh, yeah, I feel great, man.
Do you feel better because it's over, or now you're up and moving around?
No, I'll tell you what. I like getting punched in the mouth early on a Friday morning.
Yeah, you did get beat up a little bit.
That's okay, though.
You did.
That's
no, you're fine.
That's the morning experience here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. A couple minutes left, Chew. You said earlier you think the Packers pick up their signature win this weekend against the Houston Texans. Why do you think that?
I just think they're trending in the right direction. Houston's a little beat up. I think they learned a lesson from the Minnesota game. And I think it's going to be a great game.
I think so, too.
It's going to be a great game. I just wish, you know what I wish? I wish Minnesota-Detroit was a later game.
I do, too.
Because I think that's going to be a great game as well. Yeah,
who do you think wins that one?
Back and forth. Minnesota, because of Hutchinson down.
Wow.
Which is going to spur them to make a trade in the next coming weeks to upgrade their defensive end position.
So that would put the Lions at 4-2, the Packers at 5-2, and the Vikings at 6-0 on the year.
If the Packers, and I said earlier in the week, Alex, this is a must win, and I still think it is. If the Packers lose, Minnesota wins, they ain't winning the division.
No. I mean, this division race, I think obviously it's going to come down to a lot more than this, but they need to maintain pace. And having an undefeated team in the division is certainly an interesting one. I still think Detroit wins. I just think they're...
in Minnesota?
Even without Hutchinson, I think they're the best team in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah, I think Detroit's that good. That offense is unbelievable.
Even over the Chiefs?
Yeah, that's why I got tied up. I mean, it's either Detroit or Kansas City.
The scary thing about Kansas City is they look at the regular season.
Two words, Chewy. Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
No.
No. Nope. So, yeah. How many teams in the NFC North are going to make the playoffs? Three?
Three.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Three.
Yeah, I don't think Chicago gets in, but I think the other three will. We'll see. All right, getting punched in the mouth on a Friday morning. Chew, good stuff as always. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be listening to you Monday morning beginning at 7 a.m. All right, pal?
Thanks, buddy.
Or should I call him brother? Brother. Thanks, brother. That'll do it for us. Wildy and Tausch coming up next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great weekend. Save me.